Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining us. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Jennifer Abelson is with us, ladies and gentlemen. She's a new friend, but that we're going to fix that. She's going to be an old friend real soon, or I should say a value friend, because, you know, got to be careful when you're talking to ladies. You can't call them old friends. They don't like that usually. Jennifer Abelson is the Chief Executive Officer of Abelson Group. And she is a networking expert, especially of the online persuasion. And she's our new friend, Jennifer. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good morning.
Good. Hello to you. And next time you hear, well, can I call you an old friend?
Yes,
is that okay with you?
That would be fine.
I get sometimes women don't like that. You know, I don't know what it is about that. But anyway, it's good to have you here. Happy Groundhog Day, by the way. Did you see your shadow today?
I haven't seen it yet. I wonder what they said. Is spring coming early?
I haven't heard that. I haven't heard it yet. But based on the weather, I think maybe we might be in trouble. Hey, Jennifer, one of the things that, and they don't call me the king of Segway for nothing, one of the things that small business owners can't do is go back into their burrow with regard to online media. How you like that segue there, Jennifer?
That was absolutely lovely, and it's absolutely right.
It's true, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that.
Sure. Well, I think that if you look back 15 years ago, we first heard about websites. People thought, what's a website? Why do I need it?
Yep.
And today, as you know, the tiniest mom-and-pop shops anywhere in the world do business on the web.
Mm-hmm.
Many people had the same reaction to email, text messaging, blogging.
Yep.
But, you know, Jim, today social media is dominated by innovators and early adopters, but it is slowly going mainstream. And I'm sure you're familiar with blogs, microblogs like Twitter.
Yep.
Social networks like Facebook, wikis, opinion sites, social news sites. Small businesses need to know what's going on with social media because it's evolving very quickly and it's here to stay.
I've been involved in all this because I've been using computers since 76 and back before you were born, Jennifer. And so I, you know, I've been fascinated by technology my whole life, and you know, when my life changed when I read John Nesbitt's book Megatrends back in '82, but the technology when websites came out, as you said, you know, we got one in '97, we built our first one in '97, and even though it wasn't obvious and completely apparent at that moment that there was an ROI for it, I knew that one day that it was going to become a tool, and that's what it's become now. It's an important tool. It's not just a nice to have. Email the same way. When everybody wanted to get rid of it because of spam, I had a lot of friends who quit using email because spam was so bad. I said, you know what? We don't stop driving cars because people have car wrecks. This is an important tool. But now that we've got the online social media, like Twitter, like blogs, like Facebook, LinkedIn, et cetera, and I'm on most of those. I have my own blog and have now for some time. More recently on Twitter and those sites, the issue now is just to stay with it. It seems to me, Jennifer, even though the ROI may not be completely apparent, if you continue to be an adopter of these, whenever that time does come, these evolve to the point where there is an ROI, you'll be one of the ones that'll be taking advantage of it. What do you think?
Well, there's instant ROI, Jim, and it's a really good point because the bottom line is social media is worth the time for small business owners. It can promote your company for free, and it can help develop valuable connections almost instantly. That's the ROI that you see. But it's a good point that you bring up. Let's take blogs, for example, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Why should small businesses start a corporate blog? What does it have to do with? Does it have to do with competitive environment, your target audience? No, it really doesn't. Does it really have anything to do with your goals? Not necessarily. It has everything to do with you as a small business owner. You've got to be passionate, you've got to be persistent, and you've got to participate. It's all about subject matter expertise that you're passionate about. That's what social media is really all about.
And there's another side to that, though. That's the pull side. The push side is that the people who you want to reach, a blog is the way they want to find out about you, isn't it? And how they want to get to know you and understand what your values are.
Well, it's very true.
More and more people.
The push part of the blog could be a blog that a company starts themselves, and it could be something that showcases their culture, their energy, their passion, their enthusiasm, and the content expertise that they have to bring to bear. But, you know, another way that you can also participate in blogs, which to your point is very valuable, is participate with your customers. Engage in online dialogues, one-to-one, one-to-many, with your customers on their blogs or on a blog that they like to contribute to, participate in, and that they like to get RSS feeds from.
Right, and that's important, and that's the, remind the audience what the RSS means.
Sure, it's just a way to aggregate different types of keyword searches and blog content directly to your desktop or wherever you decide you'd like to receive your feeds. If you want to search for particular keywords, particular companies, you enter in that information and you're able to aggregate all of that together.
For example, people who like your products and they see you have a blog, if you have RSS capability on your blog, they can subscribe to that. And every time you have a new blog post, they know about it. They don't have to go check it every day. Same thing with your own customers. If you've got customers out there who are blogging, maybe you've got a big plant, a big company that you do business with, you want to keep up with what's going on in their world, subscribe to their blog, and you've got instant information without having to either go get it or maybe worse, you don't even see it.
That's very true, and the great thing about these feeds is you don't necessarily just have to follow who you know you want to follow, but you can also follow people based on different search terms and different keywords that matter to you.
For example, if you've got a customer that's a key customer, and you not only want to keep up with what they're doing, but maybe their industry, you put in keywords for their industry, and that way when you go call on that customer, you can say, hey, what did you think about that announcement that so-and-so made in your industry? You're up to speed on stuff.
Well, that's very true. Any kind of personal communication you can make or a direct link to a customer like that is very, very valuable.
Right. What about Twitter, the micro bloggers blogging as you say, Twitter is a interesting animal, isn't it?
It is. It's very valuable. And what Twitter is, for the audiences who aren't familiar, is Twitter is a social media website. It lets you make tiny little updates in about 140 characters or less. So it's very short messaging via text. You can access it on a mobile device, or you can access it through Twitter or through other social networks.
Right.
It's only 3 years old, actually, and it already tracks thousands upon tweets every day.
A bunch of folks. Hold on to that thought, Jennifer. Jennifer Abelson, ladies and gentlemen, is helping us with our online social media. Right after these messages, we'll talk some more with her. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining us. Thanks for hanging out with us. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and if you'll go there, you can find my blog, which is part of our attempt at social media. We update that on a regular basis, usually at least a handful, 5 to 6 of those or 7 posts a week. And also my newsletter, you can subscribe to it. It comes every Sunday afternoon. We've been doing that since 99. Comes by email every Sunday afternoon, gets you ready for the week ahead. You can check out all the other things that we do there, the archives, the articles, our Brain Trust members. Find our schedule page there and lots of stuff there. And, of course, if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's just Jim Blassingame altogether after the Twitter.com. And lots of other places that, and we also have a Facebook. I'm on LinkedIn. I think Jennifer Abelson, are you proud of me? I'm all over the place. I don't have a MySpace. I'm just on Facebook, and LinkedIn and Twitter.
Well, I am proud of you, Jim, and you should be. You should be carrying the message through all the different networks. It makes a lot of sense for your business.
Jennifer Abelson, ladies and gentlemen, the president of and chief executive officer of the Abelson Group. Jennifer, give us your website and tell us how we can find you.
Sure. We're at www.abelsongroup, that's ABELSONGROUP, all one word, .com. and we're a public relations and marketing firm dedicated to furthering innovation and growth for our clients and their industries, social media being just one of those many tools that we help our clients use.
Right. It's good. It's good. It's good site, folks. I hope you'll check it out. By the way, folks, this is International Networking Week, so it's appropriate that we have Jennifer here because that's what we're talking about, on the, especially the online persuasion. Jennifer, am I correct in saying that we still haven't completely found the ROI, the obvious and most direct, let me rephrase that. The online social media is still not the valuable tool that it will become. It's still kind of a fledgling. Am I incorrect in saying that? We just have to keep working on it until it becomes more dispersed in the marketplace and becomes more of an ROI tool?
Well, I think you're onto something, Jim. However, I would just say that it's evolving. Social media is evolving. I wouldn't say it's in its infancy. I wouldn't say it's a nascent market at all. I would say there's many tools. It could get a little confusing. There's still a lot of early adopters and leading innovators out there using these tools, but it is slowly creeping into the mainstream. And I think, to your point, Jim, more and more businesses, more and more people are learning how to use these tools, and that's what's going to help continue this evolution of
right.
social media. When you talk about ROI, have we seen and realized the ROI for social media? I think the answer is definitely yes for many people and absolutely for many companies. It depends on the tool, because with social media, it's not one size fits all. Not every tool is going to help every business. I would say with LinkedIn, with Twitter, with
right.
Facebook, with a lot of these different tools, companies see ROI immediately. With Abelson Group, we're on Facebook. We have a LinkedIn page. We Twitter under twitter.com/Abelson Group. And no, we don't bombard these tools every day. We don't update our status constantly, but we do what's right for our business and reaching our audiences, educating our prospects, educating companies like your audience of small business owners out there who need to understand how to use social media and traditional media for that reason. I think it's really important, and I do think that the ROI has been realized with lots of the different tools. But to your point, Jim, I do agree with you. I think a lot of companies still haven't quite learned how to best use social media. I think there's a lot of fear out there, and it does take a lot of time. It's like learning how to walk. It's painful.
Right.
It's difficult. You have to crawl, and then once you learn how to do it, you can walk pretty much anywhere you want and find anything that you need, and you can enjoy it.
What I'm worried about is I don't want small business owners to think that they can have a Facebook page or start Twittering, and I refuse to say tweet, by the way, but because I'd rather be a twit. But anyway, Jennifer, it bothers me that some small business might be led to believe that they could join Twitter or Facebook or LinkedIn, and just keep posting on those and keep connecting to people and start seeing money roll in. It doesn't work that way.
No, and you're absolutely right. And companies need to be really, really smart about themselves first, and then they need to research the social media tools that are available out there, which, by the way, are free and wonderful at promoting businesses and also engaging with new contacts instantly on behalf of these companies. Companies really need to understand first their audience. They need to understand it very well. What are they looking at online? After all, most of your customers pretty much are frontline, are only going to see you online the first time, and if they decide they
right.
want to work with you, they'll take it from there. So your
mm-hmm.
online presence and your online reputation is critically important.
It's not either or, online media, social media, or traditional media. It's both and. That's the key. You're not doing away with what you've always done. You're just adding this to the mix, especially, Jennifer, for those people who want to use that, who may not be likely to pick up a newspaper.
That's very true, and you make a great point, Jim. It's not one or the other. However, it's very important for businesses to understand the differences between social media and traditional media, like newspapers, TV, film. I mean, there are huge differences. The only commonality, I would say, would be reach, because both forms of media let companies scale and reach
right.
pretty much anyone around the world. However, accessibility is different. Social media is free to anyone. Traditional media is owned by government or private. You can't control that content.
Mm-hmm.
Usability, to that point, You got to be a journalist or a photographer or some other professional to work with traditional media and social media. Pretty much anyone can operate that production of that content. The most important thing I would say, Jim, is recency. With traditional media, it takes days.
Jennifer, I'm sorry, I got to wrap it up. Obviously, you got a lot more to teach us. Will you come back another day?
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Jim.
We'll do.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.